interactive and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Let's go!
I'm so glad that you've gone, darling. I'm so glad that it's over. I'm so glad that you've gone, darling. I'm so glad that it's over. Happy birthday to you. We celebrate the day. I finally walked away. Happy birthday
Good
to
yawning
you.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday the 12th of January, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. We started the show. Birthday Rhythm is out there. The release has happened. All the new tracks on the latest Bahamian Rhythm, Birthday Rhythm, is out there. And that was Shine 242 singing happy birthday to you. Listen, if you're going to leave me, if you're going to leave me in the lurch, if you're going to leave me at the altar, you better be singing like that. You better croon it. When you tell me you don't love me anymore, you need to make me double think it. Say, sure, he say, get away from me, but it sounds so sweet. Maybe I need to stay. That's what I remember from Bahamian music. Good morning to all the Bahamian artists out there, especially Phil Stubbs, Nishi LS, and Ira Storr and the Spank Band as they prepare to entertain us this weekend, Saturday, January the 13th, at the Phil Stubbs concert at the Amphitheater at the Nassau Cruise Port. Tickets are $50 for general admission, $75 for VIP. They are available at BahamasEtickets.com, at the Plantation Bar and Grill in Caves Heights, and Miniso at the Mall at Marathon. Doors open at 7 p.m. Showtime at 9 p.m. Showtime at 9 p.m. It's going to be a good time. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. He's on his way into studio for this good NFL toss-up, but he has sent a recruit. He has sent backup. He sent a team member to make sure I talk in sense until he gets here. Good morning, Bruno.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Bruno is joining us again, and we are about to talk sports. But before we get there, I got a little housekeeping, and then we're going to get right to it. We're giving away sand dollars again every week. Six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now because every Tuesday and Thursday, you can be a winner. We got six winners on Thursday. We look forward to Tuesday's trivia. The Sand Dollar Merchant List is growing. If you're looking for more places to spend the digital Bahamian dollar, visit sanddollar.bs/merchant-list to view a list of verified merchants in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and the Family Islands. If you're a business owner and you'd like to join the Sand Dollar Merchant List, contact 302-9880 or sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. That's sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. Morning, Bruno.
Morning.
What you been watching? What sports you been watching while you was gone?
Mostly I had to pick up back on the NBA.
Yeah.
I slunk it on that because I was too busy watching the NFL, watching the Dolphin dominate.
Yeah. You know what? I find that interesting. I just read an article, I think, where the commissioner of the NBA said that the in-season tournament was so successful, they're going to do it next year. And I wonder, does the in-season tournament have a purpose other than keeping basketball alive when the NFL is hot?
No. The in-season tournament keep the players down competitive.
Okay.
I miss the competitive. You see how the in-season tournament gone?
Yeah.
More people pushing harder, trying to win.
Right.
Not just playing, sitting out. See LeBron, AD, first time actually been playing this season.
Yeah.
For a long stretch. They haven't been playing together for a long period of time. It's the first time I actually see them play together.
Right.
So they give you opportunity to see the players, you want to see, you pay to see.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy for that.
Right. And you know why I like it? I like it because it's early in the season, and I imagine the teams are playing light. They're not running their stars right away, right? They're watching the rookies come together. They're watching the new plays settle in. But the fans want that excitement. In fact, for me, I want to see dunks. I want to see posters. Every NBA game I watch, see, I'm a Vince Carterite. That's one of my favorite eras of basketball, when Vince Carter just came in the league and started flying over people to dunk on them.
Yeah, the people who I say were resembling Vince Carter is Ja Morant.
Yes.
And Malik Monk.
Yeah.
This season they ain't playing. You in that paint?
You getting a poster. Listen, Ja Morant, I watched a couple of reels from him this week. I would argue for him to go on suspension. They all need to suspend. If I was on another team, y'all need to suspend Ja Morant for another couple of games, man. Let him cool down or something. He put on his Superman cape and was hurting people's feelings. I like it. It makes the game more exciting. It increases the risk of injury, though. And I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, because he get injured, like I think yesterday or day before.
Yeah.
His right shoulder. He got to be careful how he dunking. He sometimes just be... It's good to watch now, but the effect afterwards,
yeah,
it's been major.
Is it worth? Is the poster worth your career? Yeah. Sometimes you feel like hurting these, but I'm feeling it needs to happen because it's also about stunting the other team's momentum, right? You get a good dunk, you could shut a whole team down. You could shut the crowd down with a good dunk. Here's another question for you. I feel like the referees are trying to take the number one place on the court in the NBA this season.
Yeah, Adam Silver need to really get down on them because they take things too personally. Because it's like this whole season, they was basically giving people technical fouls because their personal feelings get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be doing that. You got to call the game how it's supposed to get called.
Yeah.
Not because you have your feelings get hurt. This basketball, of course, your feelings could get hurt.
Right. I would say if you feel like the game requires structural changes in the right because of what these guys are doing. Don't take it out on the players. Go to Silver, go to the top and say, hey, as refs with a constant eye on the court, we feel that these structural changes and changes to the rules are necessary to improve the game or are necessary to keep players safer. But I kind of feel the same way that you do. Of course, you said it in a far more restrained way. I feel like the refs have a very large ego and think that the game is about them.
Yeah, because it's like a select few referees in the NBA that take things personally with players. You could watch the game. Like Chris Paul and Scott Foster, they have their little beef and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You could see referees have beef with certain players. That's what cost their team. So I was even really need to get on that because we don't need to be not able to enjoy the game like how we supposed to be enjoyed.
Yeah. I grew up in an era, even when I was playing basketball, the game was rough. And you knew the game was rough. And locally, the thing I encountered most was older players sort of looking at me and saying, listen, you need to be physically fit to play with us because that's how injuries occur. Not because we're playing a very rough game, but because you can't control your body. You don't have core strength, you know? You don't have limb control. You play a very wild game. That's what injures players, you know? But I feel like the league may be getting a touch too soft.
Yeah, it really... It's really the players and the referee because when you touch certain players, they automatically get a foul. They do something, that's an automatic foul.
Yeah.
So it comes down to the player and the referee.
Absolutely. Let's look here. Let's take this call and let's delve into some local sports. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I know sports. Sports
that's what we're talking about today. And I got a whole sports co-host in with me.
Yeah, I know. But I tried very hard to... You know, they're doing the thing with Phil Stubbs and everything.
Yes.
This weekend. And I tried very hard yesterday to call in on Dwight's show, but I was so busy trying to get in there yesterday. Because I wanted to ask a question you might know. Does bonefish poly live in, what used to live in Andros?
Oh, I don't know, you know.
Or Grand Bahama, because I used to manage a fishing lodge in Cargill Creek Fishing Lodge,
mm-hmm.
next to Leeden Fishing Lodge, Cargill mm-hmm. Creek. And then you go from Cargill Creek, you go south, you go to Barron Point, where Daisy Walker was, Daisy Nottage was, that's Bookie Nottage, their mother, down to the end of Central Andros, which is Barron Point.
Sparky, when you was working down there, let me ask you a question. Sport fishing. How intense or how prevalent was sports fishing when you were working down there?
Well, that was in when I was working down there. I got a job from the then Stanley Bain. I don't know if you remember. Him and a whole yacht and a crew of people went missing. They left from Cargill Creek to go down to South Andros, and nobody heard from them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the manager down to Cargill Creek for him. I had a staff of only three, a chef, and two people to clean, to do the rooms. And that was in 1991. I came to Nassau and got the job at Patelco in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
It was very prevalent. It was busy. And I tell you, that bonefish thing, Miss, mm-hmm. I think we did bone fishing. That bonefish thing is attract some mega millionaires. You remember the guy who used to be on Dallas?
Yeah.
What is his name, JR?
Yeah.
Might be got his name. Whatever his name. He used to come down to Cargill Creek. He was one of my guests.
Wow.
Most of his people used to go out, do the bone fishing with Silas and a couple of bonefish guys. The guys made money by taking these guys out on the flats.
Yeah.
That's how they made money, just taking the guys out to the place where the bonefish. Sometimes the bonefish just come in the creek right by where the restaurant was. We could see them going out into the flats for the creek. But the guy from JR, he never used to go out. He just used to sit down in the bar out on the beach chairs. And this dude would get red like a lobster because he used to like to drink.
Because recreation.
So there was no snapper in the water then? Is that, are you telling me? Just bonefish? Morning, brother. Scared up.
Sparky, thank you very, very much. Listen, we can talk more different talk on Monday. Because if you know the stories I ain't talking this morning that I wanted to talk, we can talk not sports on another day. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning.
I'm glad that you sent Bruno in.
Yeah, man. I heard him on the radio. You know, I heard him on the radio speaking about Mr. Moran. You know,
yeah.
He gone for the season. Tore his shoulder in practice, actually. He wasn't even in a game.
Wow.
Yeah, and now he's gone for the season. Played 9 games. You know, he was suspended the first 25 through the last season. Due to last offseason, he was suspended the first 25 this season. And 9 games in, that's it.
That's how tenuous a professional sporting career is, right?
Yeah.
We watched Jazz, Chisholm Jr.
Yeah, man, he had to sit out.
Skyrocket.
Yeah, sit out most of season before last.
Right. And
then
even,
it was back.
Even with a team that believed in him, they put the money behind him,
mm-hmm.
right? They
mm-hmm.
realized for the sake of the team, they still have to shift him.
Yeah, they might have to shut him down to make sure that, you know,
he's
has a future.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. But John Marat, you better go to bed on time, eat all your vegetables, heal up, rub aloe on your shoulder every night. Because what I saw you doing in the 9 games, and the games you've been back.
Yeah, boy, he was hungry, boy.
It's fabulous.
He was mad.
Tremendous. I'm a little concerned, though. I'm hearing these things. DeAndre Ayton sitting out a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
AD back and forth a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Wemby is out a couple of games. He stepped on a ball boy's foot.
Boy, he's 7 feet four.
You know how delicate your body is at 7'4".
And he only was 250. He ain't even that big.
Yeah.
Yet.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about Wemby. I hear that Wemby's teammates seem to be having a problem with him.
Yeah, because, okay, he finally bring attraction back to the Spurs because no one's watching Spurs games because they already know they could lose. They was the bottom team.
Mm-hmm.
Now he come now, ticket price is going up. Jersey start getting, they start making more money. So they finally on national TV. So their teammates want to show their talent now.
Right.
For all that time, y'all wasn't winning no games without Wemby.
But
And they traded their stars that they did have at the time.
So the
other team.
So the Spurs are getting ready to change their playbook entirely. They're getting back to the big man, the tower
structure. Yeah, right. David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and now Wemby. You know, Wemby was supposed to be at Detroit Piston, though. Pistons were tanking for him, and somehow, some way, he landed with the Spurs.
Well, the Spurs is the place for him. Who handles big men better than the Spurs?
That is true. That's his ordained mission to be with the Spurs. But the Pistons were who were actually tanking for him last year.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
You think a trade is in his future, or the Spurs are really committed to getting back to this admirable playbook?
Yeah, no, there's no trade.
Greg Popovich, and nobody go, no.
At no time.
All right.
At no time.
Sparky, somebody tell me Bonefish Foley is West End. So we good on that? I got your answer for you. Okay, somebody asked if I ever taste stuffed bonefish before. I think now is the time to say you ain't allowed to eat them.
But that's what I said, like, how you stuff a fish that already stuffed full of bone?
I don't...
Why are you scared?
You really trying... Because the police can catch me trying to stuff the fish, not even eating it.
I'm scared.
Anyway, listen, guys, it's important to follow the environmental and marine regulations, if not for us, for the future.
Yeah, man.
For the future.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to be able to go and kidnap somebody, grandchildren, and say, look here, y'all don't remember when scorch conch was you rub the lime and the pepper on the conch and you hold it by the horn and you dip it in the salt and you just eat it.
And you just eat it just like that.
The original conch. I won't be able to say that. I want them children be eating their conch salad mad at me. Mom, you don't know nothing about no conch salad. This is how we used to do it now. Young people deserve to have that experience too, man.
Yeah, man. Deserve to go down memory lane the way we did.
Yeah, the same way these boys be like, LeBron ain't nothing. Jordan is the best. Y'all don't know nothing about basketball. Young people deserve that too.
That is true. And guess what?
Yeah.
There will be somebody 10, 15, 20 years from now that's going to say LeBron ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. And who's Jordan? And we have, I don't know, somebody that's coming out of college maybe this year.
Yeah.
To say that he's the best ever.
But people don't.
Soon enough.
So many young people don't know Larry Bird. They don't know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Dr. J.
Yeah.
Walt Frazier. They don't know these fellas.
Oh, time is passing on. Time is passing on. Okay, some local stories, guys.
Yeah.
First story up. Running in Love event set for February the 10th. This story is from the 5th of January. On Saturday the 10th, starting at 6 a.m., the second annual couples Valentine's themed 5K fun run walk and push event will take place. The event, dubbed the City of Hope Running in Love 2, Fun Run Walk Push Theme Valentine's 5K event is being staged by Four Seasons Race Management, owned and operated by Marcel and Teresa Major. Hundreds of couples adorned in their red and white sports outfits will be running, walking, skating, and biking together from Arawaki to Go Slow Bend and back. Now listen, husbands, don't...
Dad right there. Boy, that's a rowdy coming.
Listen,
that's a rowdy in the making.
Get a wheelbarrow, put training wheels on it, and then trick your wife into pushing you for the race.
Right.
Instead of you pushing her.
Exactly. That's rowdy week and a half right
now. Yeah, this is going, it's going to be fun. I had to bring the story up. Listen, they go in from Arawaki to Go Slow Bend and back. They will traverse along scenic West Bay Street while being entertained with romantic instrumental music, local artists singing, and civic groups cheering them on along the route.
Yay.
The number to call to register, 804-8595.
Oh, that's so
for
sweet.
For more information.
Will there be stew fish or boiled fish at the end?
They better be.
Got to be something there.
They better be, husbands.
Need some chicken sauce.
Organize something. I think it's going to be a great time. That's February 10th. Now, this is perhaps my favorite story of the day.
Shoot.
Oliver wins powerlifting titles in Atlanta. Krishanda Oliver, 35-year-old Bahamian athletic trainer, has ventured into powerlifting, taking part in all three aspects of the sport. The only issue is there aren't any shows taking place locally, primarily because the national governing body of the sport, the Bahamas Powerlifting Federation, has gone defunct, and no one has taken up the mantle to revive the sport. Oliver traveled to Atlanta, Georgia over the weekend to take part in the USA Powerlifting True Born Rookie Rumble, and it was a rewarding experience for her as she was able to cart off two first place prizes in the adult women's 82.5 kilogram class and was the best overall female lifter.
Well, you know, we win the whole tournament then.
There you go.
Well, you know, we's Bahamians, we win the whole thing.
I have found my sport.
Powerlifting.
Every day I train in, I realize I train in, I have to lift my jaw up off the ground. Every day at
every
some
day.
Point.
As soon as you hear something.
Right? Yeah. I too want to lift fridge, car, and man.
Right.
I want to be a powerlifter.
Yes.
I want to say to Krishanda, congratulations.
Yes, my congratulations,
this is
my dear.
Awesome.
You've done well.
She is aiming for a pro card in powerlifting. She'd have to compete internationally
of
to
course,
do it.
We're
working on that.
Yep.
She's seeking to take part in the USA Powerlifting Southwest Regionals from June 8th to 9th in 2024. They haven't announced the location yet. And then she's hoping to qualify for the USA Powerlifting Raw Nationals set for September 5th through 8th, 2024 in Utah. She's been training in powerlifting for a little over a year and is a registered member of USA Powerlifting.
Okay.
I like that.
She's well on her way.
Yeah, man. New sport.
Yeah.
Well, reviving a sport.
Of course, of course.
Competing and winning.
Yeah, very important. You know us Bahamians. We don't remember you unless you win.
Yeah, man. Great story. Okay. Congratulations to Adley and Bain Jr. They signed with the Mets and the Blue Jays. This is in yesterday's Tribune.
I saw that.
International Elite Sports Academy 2024 signing class will feature Bohan Adley and Javado J.T. Bain Jr., who are both looking to take the next steps on their baseball journeys. Adley is committed to the New York Mets, while Bain will sign with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Boy, it's cold up there, boy.
Ooh, the duo will complete their signings next week, beginning with Bain at the Andre Rogers National Baseball Stadium on Monday, followed by Adley at the Charlottesville Clubhouse on Tuesday. Baseball, baseball, baseball. I take, listen, the hottest sports conversation is what should be the national sport.
Well, you know, I mean, you know my stance on it.
Yeah.
Basketball should be the national sport.
I hear what you're saying.
There's a court / rim in every school in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I feel you. But the foundational work of the baseball sector, right, from T-ball, from putting your eye on the ball, straight up to the Masters and the
it's
seniors.
Right there. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, it's a good contender.
Baseball / softball does... They'd be a very, very, very close second, especially in terms of softball, especially being able to be played into the, you know, the golden years of your life.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And there's a vibrant seniors or masters baseball and softball
community. Every Saturday morning.
Listen, some headlines, and then we got to go to a break and talk NFL. Because I have a feeling I'm a prophet. I just need to figure out how to make a profit. I have a feeling. So here are the headlines. Bahamas Youth Flag Football League has big plans for 2024. Mm-hmm. Check out the Nassau Tribune for that story. They will be releasing their schedule of events in upcoming weeks. Next stop, Europe on the road to the Olympics. Another Tribune story. We have another judoka. Not just Xavier Johnson, Pond Road representing the Bahamas. Andrew Munnings is planning on taking his training base to Europe over the next 4 months. He is 26, just celebrated a birthday. He's a New Year's baby.
Okay.
He's looking to compete in his first event for the year in February, and he is preparing for the Olympics. He's making his way there. That's be awesome. We'll have two judokas competing.
If not, why not, man?
In the international level.
There's enough space.
Hold on, let me just say this. At least two, because I know there are a number of Bahamians living in Asia that practice a martial art, mm-hmm. have been doing so for over a decade, very quietly,
mm-hmm.
and competing mm-hmm. professionally,
mm-hmm. of course,
very quietly. Mullings set indoor pole vault national record.
Good stuff.
He leapt 5.20 meters to win that event at the Illini Open in Illinois Armory in Champaign, Illinois. Well done. He beat the record set by Brendan Vanderpool, who beat his dad's record, Brent Vanderpool. His dad set the record in 1988. Brendan broke the record last year. Mullings is on the move.
Well, you know, records are meant to be broken.
There you go. Bahamians in Europe season in full swing. Three professional volleyball players in Europe, Shanari Hepburn, Donovan Wilmot, and Eugene Stewart. Hepburn is in Estonia. Stewart is in Portugal. And Wilmot is in Denmark. They are also making big news. Now, this is my next favorite story before NFL and how the Dolphins just going to magic their way to the Super Bowl.
You don't believe that, but go on.
Nassau Netball Club looking to expand membership.
Oh, yeah.
As a netball. Wow.
I have a netball since, you know, Shirley Street used to go that way.
Yes, sir. The Nassau Netball Club is looking to expand their membership in the upcoming months. Netball, a sport primarily played by women, but in the region, there's a vibrant men's and women's...
I learned that in Jamaica,
I mean, vibrant.
Yeah, but I didn't even know.
Okay, so Marissa Mustard, coach of the Nassau Netball Club, shared some of the benefits in joining the club, getting women out, exercising regularly, camaraderie, playing the sport, and they play at the Windsor School. The sessions are Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. They play sessions are typically priced at $10 each week. But next Wednesday, I guess that's this Wednesday coming up, will be a special one for the Nassau Netball Club as members of the public have an opportunity to try out a free session along with a friend. I gave find a friend to take there. Now, the Bahamas had a women's national netball team which competed at the 1971 and 1979 World Netball Championships.
So we have it in our DNA.
Oh, yeah, we could do it. Mm-hmm. The team was also in action in 76 and 77 Caribbean Games. But since then, we haven't been doing much. But you can contact the club at 820-9767 for more information.
Say the number one more time, because you got people out there who actually, you know, like this is a... But you could make the team, man, you know, have some fun.
Absolutely.
Get out there.
820-9767.
All right.
Now, netball is kind of like basketball, but kind of not.
Yeah.
The rim is smaller.
Yep.
It's lower.
Mm-hmm.
There's no backboard.
Correct.
You can't dribble.
Nope.
Once you catch the ball, now this is a similar part. Once you catch the ball, the traveling rules apply.
Yeah.
So you could take the two-step, and then you got a pass. Uh-huh. You could pivot, but you got a pass. And you can only shoot from certain zones in the court.
Correct.
And you can't dunk.
No dunking.
That's the part that upset you. Yes, but I was like, I could finally dunk in a game. Okay, let's see. Local news stories. The Bahamas plays Puerto Rico in first window. Now, this is not the Olympic qualifying tournament. They will be playing in the FIBA AmeriCup 2025.
Oh, that's next year. Okay.
Thursday, February the 22nd in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The game gets underway at 7 p.m. The schedule is out.
As in February of this year?
Yeah, February 22nd.
Oh, boy.
And then Sunday, February 25th, we'll be in the Bahamas at the Kendall G. Isaacs Gym.
Well, we need to go out there with goatskin drums and...
Now, this isn't an Olympic qualifier.
No, that's fine. We need to make some noise.
It's a separate tournament. And we have to go out there and make some noise because we won't have Buddy, we won't have DeAndre, and we won't have Gordon. No. And we're not going because the team needs us as extra players because they're missing.
Right.
We're going to show them that we know that they are just as good as our NBA brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
That's why we're going out there. It's going to be a... good time. Producer, take us to a break.
We got to make as much noise as the Bills made last week in Miami.
But they have
that was more of a Bills home game than the Dolphins had. Sardines had as a home game.
So you're saying that Buffalo, New York decided that they were going to contribute tremendously to the tourism dollars going into Florida?
There were Bahamians that went over. Shout out to Dario Seymour.
Pull in for the Bills and not for
the
Dolphins.
Pull in for the Bills. He's a Bill. Yeah, man, he's a Bills fan.
And you didn't tell immigration?
And they sat behind the Bills bench and made all kind of noise every time.
And you didn't tell immigration to stop them because they can't be Bahamians if they ain't pulling for the Dolphins?
Oh, no, because, you know, by December was a month to remember. The Dolphins went 1-4 in the month of December.
Listen, producer, let's go to a break. I wouldn't even mind if you pull up some Bang Bang Niner Gang music from my friend here, because the 49ers have had an impressive run.
Yes, we have.
Once they got hot, they did not stop.
No. No, we did not.
Listen, we're going to a break, and when we get back from the break, we are talking NFL Wild Game Weekend. Yes, Texter.
Yeah, boy, Wild Card Weekend is here.
I think Rowan is our number one sport. Rowan, running on and launching your car from anywhere. As we go to the break, I just want to say to the listening audience, the driving continues to de-escalate. There was a horrible accident in Eleuthera yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm still not aware of the detail, you know, the update on what happened to the driver. All I could do is admonish you to drive carefully. Traveling on Market Street, heading south yesterday, 3:45, minutes before 4.
Uh-huh.
It was a bad accident. Fortunately, there were no serious injuries at all, but a small car had been turned over and pushed across the road.
Lord.
Guys, we got to focus. Put your phones down. It's an offense to drive with your phone in your hand. It's offensive to drive with your phone in your hand because it suggests that you don't care about the lives of others on the road.
Yeah.
You haven't taken into consideration that no matter how well you drive, that road conditions, reckless, careless drivers could cause an accident that you may be able to prevent because you are alert and aware and focused on the road. Let's take this seriously, man.
Yeah, man. It's becoming horrible, man. Like, everybody... no one drives defensive anymore. Everybody drives offensively. Everybody believes that where they have to go is more important than where you have been or where you have to go.
But not just that. People are driving as if they're the only people on the road.
No, they say 4:30 in the morning.
One of the constant chances. Oh, if you had somewhere to go, you had to be awake, you should have been there early. We're in a tourist nation.
Yes.
People work shift systems. You never know when somebody is on their way
to work.
To work.
Or have worked hard and trying to get home to get some rest.
We have dual carriageways to accommodate drivers making different speeds. Please understand what a dual carriageway is, how it works, and what is expected of you as a driver when you're using a dual carriageway. Please. It's very simple. We got to go to the break, producer. Take us to the break. Bang, bang, Niner Gang.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the Dolphins are playing a hard season. I mean, they're doing well this season. I don't mind that the 49ers may be doing slightly better than them.
Slightly better than them?
Just slightly.
They're doing way better than them.
Way better is the word.
Look at Bruno. Good morning, Bruno. Tell the audience good morning, and we'll be right back. You're on the clock. We will be right back.
Drop me on the beat. Bang, bang, Niner Gang. Bang bang Niner Gang. Bang bang Niner Gang. Bang bang Niner Gang.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nassau Cruiseport presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruiseport Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruiseport. The place to be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free! Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, Niner gang. Against all odds, weather the storm. Built for combat and battle, young hyenas in uniform. We play no games with the opposition. We active, let the whistle be the bell. We gon' get out what we got mad at. Many have tried, but many have failed. The 49ers got the livest fans in the NFL. I tried to tell them we back and we never left and we got heart. Levi Stadium starting to feel like Candlestick Park.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Joining me in studio is Mr. Eric Soy III and Bruno. We having a good time.
We are.
It's NFL time.
It is. Oh, playoffs are here, baby.
Listen, let's go through week 18 of 18. Packers versus Bears, Titans. Packers came out on top.
Winning in, yeah, buddy. Winning in. The Packers won. They got in the playoffs.
Yep. Titans versus Jaguars.
Titans played, spoiler.
They won, but Jaguars.
Jaguars lost. Yeah. Get a Titans played, spoiler. Titans have no more head coach. Head coach was let go, but that's fine. All that's right. What happens. That's the NFL business, you know. And the Jaguars, they went into a free fall, what, 6 of the last 7 games they lost.
Yeah.
To end the season. They were 8-3 at one point, you know. They had to win 2 more games to make the playoffs. You had like 7 left.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah. Let's go to this caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Well, I sent my Dolphins, Jacket, Coco, one of those big timers.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them. So I hope they get warm up and then, because I checked the weather on my phone. Boy, down it could be cold.
Absolutely.
You know the yard. You check the temperature.
You in Kansas City? You in Kansas City for the game?
Eh? Are we playing Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You in Kansas City for the
City.
Game?
We no, yeah. I way down in Miami.
But no. I say if you in Kansas City.
No, I send them. Well, I get in there. I watched it on CBS.
Too cold. Again,
negative 4 degrees with a wind chill of negative 20. So something like that.
That's right. You didn't check the temperature?
I don't need to check the temperature. I know it could be too cold for me.
And it's snowing.
But I tried sending them some cocoa. What else do you need? Some big thick jacket.
You sending that? That's what you were saying. You sending them cocoa? You ain't sending them no hot Cerasi? Send them Cerasi.
Oh, is it? Well, I know, but hot is a D8. I thought after you're sick out of flu.
Well, listen,
with
that cold down there, they can get the flu down there.
They need Cerasi, cousin. Okay.
I said I want to fill stop socks on you, man.
Don't send the flu.
No, I can't send that one.
All right,
I said the Western move.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, so that's going to be a good game. Looking forward to it.
Who you think's coming out of the wild card weekend successful?
That again?
Who you think's coming out of the wild card weekend successfully?
We got 1-1 against the Dolphins.
Texans versus Browns. Cowboys versus Packers.
Texas.
Chiefs versus Dolphins. Lions versus Rams.
Oh boy, that could be a tough game. I could skip that one. That tough.
Bills versus Steelers.
Oh, Bills.
Buccaneers
Bills.
Versus Eagles. Okay.
Eagles.
All right. Thank you much.
Well, y'all have a good day. Looking forward to the game. See you talk about it on next week Friday.
Yeah. Man. Absolutely.
But a toss-up game for me is that Browns and Texans game. That's a toss-up for me because, you know, Joe Flacco has been playing amazing football lately. Yeah. You know, C.J. Stroud, of course, he's been doing amazing. As a rookie quarterback, he's not afraid at the moment. But I think the NFL script writers would love to see the Browns win, so that way Joe Flacco can go back to Baltimore, where he was a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and play his old team.
Yeah, that's the entertainment of it.
Mm-hmm.
External entertainment. Okay, see, we got a caller popping up in a second. Here are the teams that didn't make it through to the wild card round. Jets finished the season at 7-10. Broncos at 8-9. Jaguars 9-8. Giants 6-11. Cardinals 4-13. Saints 9-8. Patriots 4-13. Chargers 5-12. Colts 9-8. Commanders 4-13. Vikings 7-10. Falcons 7-10. Raiders 8-9. Bengals 9-8. Titans 6-11. Seahawks 9-8. Bears 7-10. Panthers 2-15 with the worst record of the season. Now, a quick question. Bills and Dolphins. Last week, Bills, Dolphins were the top
Bills
of the division.
The Bills own the Dolphins.
Listen, that ain't the question that
the
I
Bills
have for you.
Bills own the Dolphins.
That's not the question that I
okay.
have for you.
All right, go on.
The stats were equal except for two categories, right?
Wins and losses?
PF, no. Okay. They were equal, wins and losses.
Okay. Two wins for the Bills, 0 wins for the
Dolphins.
For the Dolphins.
Dolphins 11
head
and
head.
6, Bills
head to head.
11 and 6.
Head to head? Okay, go on.
So here were the differences. What does PF mean?
PF what?
In the stats, because PF for the Bills was 451, PF for the Dolphins was 496. PA for the Bills was 311, PA for the Dolphins was 391. And then, of course, the streak. At that point, Bills had a 5-game winning streak. Dolphins had a 2-game losing streak. How is it that the Bills beat out the Dolphins for the division lead?
Because the Bills were hot at the right each other? Yeah, the 2 games they played each other.
That's it. That's
a tiebreaker, that's it.
I am very... Dolphins!
Sorry.
We could have come out... It's a good thing I don't put money on these things. Oh. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Aaron, and morning to your guest.
Yes, sir.
I'm disappointed. Now, I have to tell you, now, I used to die hard Colts fan.
Yeah.
But y'all had a good season.
I didn't like how we going down.
But y'all had a good season amidst y'all losing.
We was right there about, 13-yard line time on our side. And, we've been running the ball very well. I don't know why they won't pass on 4-1.
Yeah.
I don't understand that either.
I don't understand that play. Man, look at that.
Like, you right there,
man.
Boy.
I almost break my TV. You running the ball. The Taylor boy was running. The Morse guy was running the ball good, too.
Yeah, man. Y'all had a good running game, and all of a sudden, 4-1, y'all.
We be tied up. And not only that.
And the pass is behind the receiver.
He catch 5 passes for the year.
Right, exactly. You're passing to the wrong fella.
You bring a rookie in who,
that fella ain't catch the flu all year. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And he only, he's a motorbike. I thought he was going to fire him for that. But anyway, boy.
So who you pulling for? Who you think's going to win it all?
San Fran looks solid. According to what I see.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah, I got you.
I think San Fran, they is constant.
Now, listen.
Now, the Dolphins, they was looking good. They got to show up. And then I think what he named Waller, the guy who does that Waller move.
Now, he injured.
He injured. So that could be a very, that's what I'm saying, you see.
But Mahomes ain't performing.
Yeah, he.
I know he's a comeback kid, but he ain't performing right now.
No, but then my man, the wide receiver.
Our boy.
Hill,
yeah, my Hill
little hurt.
Yeah.
And then again, they're in that cold weather.
Oh boy.
I don't want KC to win, I gotta be honest with you.
Now, is Hill out for the rest of the season? For the rest of the...
No. He does. He's
right.
A bit gimpy. Now, the Chiefs already played the Dolphins once for the year,
I don't want to talk about that.
In Germany.
Who took us to a foreign land?
Okay, good. And beat y'all there, too.
I don't speak German.
And beat y'all there, too.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All the hawking out of y'all.
For the rest of the season, that's what I wanted to know. How the Bills beat the Dolphins like that?
Because defense wins games.
Cleveland, I don't know how Cleveland can show up. They get away from us on the last play, too. Cleveland, during the course of the year.
Do the Eagles have it in them?
I don't think Houston
will. No, the Eagles ain't going anywhere. No, the Texans are up and coming to him. Like, they hit on all of their rookies.
Yeah, they get away from
the
us,
Eagles are lucky enough to play 9-8 Buccaneers.
Yeah,
but
the 9-8 Buccaneers aren't a 9-8 team.
All right, thank you.
That would go right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
Right. Say, the Buccaneers are not a 9-8 team.
No, they're not a 9-8 team.
Okay.
No, they have Chris Godwin. They have Mike Evans.
Now,
and Baker Mayfield, as much as people like to tease him and talk about him, he could throw that ball.
Yeah. I watched a number of the reels from this last weekend's games. It appears as if a number of teams decided to, just like you said, Mr. Sawyer, sit out their best players, rest them, not risk injury because they're sure of a safe season.
Safe season.
Is that what happened with the Dolphins? Is that what happened?
Oh, no, the Dolphins are
playing. 49ers.
Oh, yeah, the Niners did not play. We played our reserves. You know, like I got a couple of calls from a couple of rounds. Rounds. Oh, yeah, but it beat you. No, your reserves beat our reserves. So if there was ever a game whereby reserves played each other, you would win. You have better reserves than us. You don't have better starters than us, though.
All right. Now, I've been watching this story, Bruno. I've been watching this story. Best comeback of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Hamlin?
No.
Mm-mm. The boy who died, he died and came back to life and played well this season.
He played a couple of snaps. He did not play a whole game. He has yet to play a whole quarter.
Okay.
No.
He hasn't. That's not an official comeback yet.
No. I am happy he's back, but he's not a comeback player yet.
So what's happening with his management, with the team? Are they trying to figure out how to let him go because he's too much of a risk, or are they just giving him time?
Yes, I firmly believe they're gonna try to find a way to make him a coach at some point. You know, along the sidelines. And
I just want to say, Hamlin, you won your Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he came back from the dead.
You won it. We all give you
that.
And
he played on the field again the following season.
Yeah, I give you a ring just because.
Yeah, man.
You could become a coach now.
Yeah, please.
All right,
please.
Bruno, who you think is making it out of the wild card round this weekend?
So many to pick. I'd say probably the Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
Mm.
And he looked me right in my eye and tell me that the Chiefs playing the Dolphins? Okay, let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I just want to say, as a human interest story, I just glad Carol Bahamas could avoid that stray because, you know, with the thing with Peacock in America, the people, the Dolphins fans wouldn't have been able to catch the Dolphins game had we not broadcast the cable stations out of Miami.
Oh.
So, you know,
yeah, that
I just
is true.
Carol Bahamas' sake.
So he's saying thank you to Carol Bahamas?
I mean, I just didn't want to see the melee up there, you know, because you could imagine Bahamas fans couldn't watch no Dolphins game because they're talking about you got to subscribe to this Peacock or whatever.
Oh, right.
Right, that's what they're talking about.
Okay,
talking about
yes.
That streaming thing they got going on. The people in the States crying about that right now.
Yeah, you're right. This is a human interest story. And I can tell you on top of that, our government just been to Dallas, to Texas, right? Minister of Tourism is building relationships with which team in Texas, man?
Well, them cowgirls.
with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
With the investments that we're making at the national level in sports, in advertising, in sports partnerships, we need to figure out how we ensure that not only Bahamians could watch these games, but tourists in the Bahamas could watch the games too.
Of course.
Yeah, man.
And I want to say, I'm a proud bandwagon fan. I'm pulling for the Baltimore Ravens this year.
Okay.
Okay.
Who were you pulling for last week?
Condolences, brother. Condolences.
Now, you say condolences, right? When will they meet?
The Ravens?
Ravens and the 49ers.
Super Bowl.
Right, so they wouldn't get a chance to meet until
No, they don't play in the playoffs, no. Because the Ravens on the AFC.
Now, I know you
Niners
believe.
In the NFC.
I know you believe in the 49ers.
I do.
What's the likelihood, and Bruno, what's the likelihood the Ravens don't make it that far?
They could be beaten by the Browns. They could be beaten by the Browns. The Browns have a very good defense. The only way they play the Browns is in the second round. You know, so the Browns have to beat the Texans first.
All right.
You know, and we'll see how well that goes. People are saying that the Bills, because the Bills coming into the playoffs as the hottest team in the league, they continue that streak, you know.
Right, that's right. 5-win streak.
Beat up on the Steelers, then they got to...
What if the Dolphins beat the Chiefs? Who do they play next?
If the Dolphins beat the Chiefs... But Dolphins, I don't think that can happen. But if the Dolphins beat the Chiefs, they play the Bills in the second round,
and they get lose.
Oh,
hold on! If the Dolphins beat the Chiefs, they have to get back and
play
the Bills.
Yeah, and they play the Bills in Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
Yeah, man, in all of that cold.
I just want to thank these gentlemen for being so polite with me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was ready to make me cry just now, but they pulled it back. Dolphins, we can still do it. I don't know who these gentlemen are. They are very fine gentlemen. My friend Bruno, up-and-coming sportscaster. My friend Mr. Eric Sawyer III, one of the leading sports statisticians in the country.
I try.
Dolphins. We could do this.
Yeah.
Don't mind them.
I don't know what y'all think y'all can do.
I know somebody at NASA, producer. Let's take this last call. I know somebody at NASA. I can find some artificial sun. I can write a letter to the Chinese government. Let's warm it up. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Hey,
Aaron, how you doing? Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm off early again. I dropped you last Friday morning.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting on your call.
I know you're waiting on your call.
We had
a meltdown, man. We had a meltdown in the second half, man.
Wait, listen to me.
We played so good in the first half.
If my auntie had an Adam's apple, she'd have been my uncle. Listen, I love her enough.
I'm tired of you, boys.
Waiting on your call, boy.
Yeah, and then we give up a 71 degrees temperature to go down an Arrowhead, find the record breaking, the coldest playoff game in KC history.
Yeah.
Find the 7 degrees.
Yeah.
Snowing.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift and all the Swifties could be there. Kelsey could try to play good.
Why forget we get players? Taylor Swift as well.
Yes, man. So you know you can try it, but Aaron, Hill got to stop dropping them pass though, because that'd be in a first down.
Yeah,
I mean, to continue to drive, and two wouldn't have been in a fourth down position.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fumble in the end zone that was the game before that, and everything. But Mr. Sawyer, Pearly ain't play, so I ain't worrying about that.
No,
now. Y'all have a bye this week.
We do.
Y'all ain't playing this week, right?
No.
And then y'all playing next week.
Yeah.
That rough. In the week on Pearly, or I know it's good for Samuels, it's good for McCartney, it's probably good for Kittles and Bosa, but is that good for Pearly?
We've been having ourselves full contact practices this week, you know. We had two of them this week. So, you know, no rust. Everybody practicing as though you're playing on Sunday.
Because you remember what happened to Baltimore in 2018, right?
I remember.
You know, Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars doing
them
when they
long them.
Off time off, right?
Yeah, they're going in there and smash them. But that ain't the case this lap. We running practices as though we playing on Sunday. And we running practices next year.
Last year, if Pearly didn't get injured, I think when Pearly get injured, that cost you all a trip to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that said we was going to win the Super Bowl.
I think I'd go with you all too.
We've already proven we could beat the Eagles anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, but Aaron,
yes sir,
we still have a chance.
Absolutely,
we need the football gods on our side and everything.
I tell you,
boy, your mouth was so hard last week. Why listen to you?
Hey, I got into sun.
Yeah, look at the tissue paper.
We need an artificial sun. I got into sun for this.
You ain't like, and Aaron, I know why we practicing in 71 degrees temperature. I don't know why we don't go up in Detroit up in Green Bay.
Yeah, man, you're supposed to practice outside and try to get your skin tight and talk.
They get practice with ice in the shoes.
I want.
I gotta go.
I want to see us mash up the Bills too.
You're so scared of the Bills?
And I gave with love over the Cowboys, over Naughty them. I gave with love. All right, y'all have a good day.
Yeah,
blessings. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, Aaron.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Bruno, last choice, last word. Choice for Super Bowl.
Choice for Super Bowl?
Yeah.
We already know who will win the Super Bowl now.
49, you think 49ers got it?
Yeah, they get their hands down.
We'll be on the road to the Super Bowl.
Us and the Bills or us and the Ravens.
We see you guys on Monday. On the clock, we'll be back. But stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. C.A. Newry, Guardian Radio AM is up next.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Against all odds, weather the storm, built for combat and battle, young.